good morning. Want to talk to you, give you an update on the shutdown. Congress has okayed a deal so to end the government freeze. It's now heading towards President Trump's desk for a signature. No snow day, government workers. Sorry about that. Sorry. To discuss this further with us, where are we? Give us more of an update. Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel. Kevin, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Great to be talking to you again.
So look, great news, I guess, because the government's not going to shut down, because Lord knows we need that government to keep going.
Everybody I know that has to make the drive in from, you know, some of the far-out suburbs, the exurbs, if you will, have been texting and calling. So what are you hearing? Do I have to go to work in the morning? What are you hearing?
Is it a snow day?
Exactly, right? Can we figure this out so I can figure it out before I get in traffic? Basically, here's what we've learned here at Fox News, that the president not only will sign the budget act, which should be heading to his desk any time now, we're expecting that perhaps he'll sign it within the hour. That's very good news if you're looking to make certain that your agency or your particular group will have an opportunity to continue to do the work of the American people. However, as we've been saying all day, not just locally, but even to our partners who've been reaching out from all over the country, it's super important to check with your agency, check with your bosses, your supervisors, before you make any grand plans for an early weekend.
Kevin, I want to ask about why we got to a shutdown. Rand Paul last night ended up being the barricade to just keeping the government open outright, because he was concerned about all of the deficit spending that comes along with blowing through the older budget caps. And now the president obviously set to sign this thing. Did the White House express any sympathy towards Rand Paul's argument that spending needs to be brought under control?
The tactful way to put something like that is this way. While we acknowledge and understand your concerns, we've got business to do here. Now, I think it's also fair to say the Senator Paul was right when he talks about how hard. I've covered three White Houses, as you know, and I can distinctly recall Republicans absolutely lambasting President Obama for runaway deficit spending and adding to the debt, et cetera. It's hard cheese, as they used to say back when I was growing up in the Midwest, to see them now come back at lots of deficit and debt spending. However, I think the White House has been very careful and cautious by saying it this way. We recognize and acknowledge that our military needs to be rebuilt. This is the first step in doing that. And most of all, it's crucial, and this is important, it's crucial that we get the economy going at a pace that will enable us to do all the right things.
I know.
In fact, I can give you guys, thank you, my White House senior producer here, Serafin Gomez, just tapped me on the shoulder, and the president has, in fact, signed the budget bill. Let me take a look. I've got to put on my reading glasses here as I look over the shoulders. He just signed the bill. Our military will now be stronger than ever before. We love and need our military and gave them everything and more. First time this has happened in a long time also means jobs, jobs, jobs. That was a tweet seconds ago from the President of the United States.
Well, not to brag, but you just beat your own network in reporting that here on WMAL. So thank you very much. Kevin, I want to ask about the other guy from the White House, which is Mike Pence. The Vice President of the United States is in South Korea right now and sitting just feet away from Kim Jong-un's sister at the opening ceremonies. The White House, have they given any indication of whether or not, either in the moment right now or they expect that there will be conversations between North Korea and the United States?
It's so important to sort of play this carefully, because one of the most important things you can do from a diplomatic perspective is maintain your relationships. The White House hasn't said that there would be any sort of an outreach, certainly not a bilat. But I do think the symbolism is important. Our partners are in the South. They're attempting, the North is attempting to create more relationship with the South. And I think from a global perspective, that's probably not a bad thing. The Vice President happy to sit there and watch it all unfold, but nothing that we've gotten from the White House about an outreach.
All right. Can we talk a little bit about Rob Porter and this entire incident that's going on here with two ex-wives coming forward, alleging that he abused them, and Chief of Staff John Kelly saying he became aware of the allegations yesterday. Now we're seeing people saying, well, this is John Kelly's fault, and he should be fired because of this. What's the timeline on this?
Well, this is a tough one. Because as Rashaw, the White House principal deputy press secretary, said yesterday, they have to, meaning that when the FBI and when they do the background check, they have to consider everything. So if I say about you, hey, she drinks on the job, that one over there, she's got problems, yeah, then you have to balance it out and say, other people say she doesn't, that didn't happen. What's really touchy here is if there is an assault allegation, and in particular if the FBI had pictures, and if the chief of staff, John Kelly, knew of this previously, it does call into question whether or not he should remain on the job. Everyone I've spoken with, both on the record and off, have suggested to me that the pictures that were seen this week in media, that's the first time he'd seen them. And that was the tipping point to obviously usher Mr. Porter out of the building. And by the way, Rob Porter denied a lot of these allegations. And again, that's where it gets very tricky. Someone says you did it, you say, I didn't do it. No one has proof. He said, she said. But again, the pictures, I think, were clearly an impactful development this week, and he had to go. By the way, I should also add this very quickly. Anyone who suggests that John Kelly is on his way out doesn't know the president. He really loves this guy. And unless the general wants to leave, he's got a job.
Your impression, then, is that the reporting from people like Gabe Sherman that suggests that John Kelly is set to be fired just is not correct?
Completely not correct. The president not only really appreciates the guidance and leadership of General Kelly, he's one of the few people in the room, based on what I know about their interaction, that the president can really sit there and say, I trust him, and I trust his judgment. If the general self-selects out, it'll be his call. I doubt sincerely that he'd be the president. And now I would also say this. I'm not disrespecting Gabe. Gabe's been amazing in his reporting on this White House and on other issues. But I can tell you personally, I know a lot about the interactivity between these two men, and it would be shocking if the general were ushered out of the building in any other way other than I want to go.
All right, Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time with us. Have a fantastic weekend.
You too. Take care, guys.
Thanks. That's Kevin Cork, White House correspondent for the Fox News Channel.